back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, a listener experience show. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And this means it's Thursday. So welcome to the end of the week, Hollow Cult. It's 2024. New year. New you. Something.
Probably not. It's probably the same you, just a new year.
True. Kyle knows. True.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's be honest with each other.
Yeah. New you, new year, new Hollow Cult. But we are back. 2024 is going to be a good year. It's going to be some weird shit going on.
I hope so.
I can feel it in my bones. I say that every year.
We could use a good year, like a solid year.
We need some weird shit is what I'm saying. Pardon my language, but not really. So if you're new here, this is our listener experience show that drops on Thursday. We take an experience from one of our listeners that they send in, and we read it and talk about it. Our regular show drops on Monday, if that's more your speed. We have a live show that drops on Tuesday, if you like that kind of thing.
Slash, you can join us Wednesday nights on the live show.
Yeah, at YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
It's a whole thing. We make a lot of content. So, just so it doesn't get confused, I know some people tune in, they're like, we don't know what you guys are talking about, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to have to look around a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's the internet.
And let's be honest, we do what we want.
We don't know what we're talking about.
So the rest of it is just whatever. It just is what it is. It's the dumbest phrase in the world, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it fits everything.
Yeah, I know. And I hate it when people say it to me.
I'm so stoked to get into this story just from the title.
Same.
Keep in mind we don't read these beforehand. That way we can kind of get an honest reaction from each of us. But this one, yeah, I'm here for it. We're going to get to
gotta
it.
Got to be solid.
After we get through the business, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and come and join the Hollow Cult. Because we told you to. And that's how it works.
And cults are supposed to get bigger.
Yes. Yes. The bigger, the better. So
for the HWO.
The Hollow World Order.
That's right.
If you have a paranormal experience or encounter that you would like to share on a future episode of the listener experience, Kyle got a download from a ship beyond our universe with information that you're going to want.
I did. I definitely did. And they basically told me that you can do a couple different things. You can write your story out all nice and neat. Send it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can use this fancy tech that we have nowadays and record yourself and then send that to the same email. Whichever one you choose, doesn't really matter. Just get us your weird stories. We got to get these things out there. We got to log them. We got to make them known. Or if you feel the need to, you can call or text the holophone. It's going to be 618-556-0837. All this information is in the show notes. Also, that is the same phone number that we use for the night shift when you can call in live and have a discussion with us.
Let's go. The weirder, the better.
That's
and
what
these
I'm
things
saying.
Have been rolling in. I got to commend you, Hollow Cult. You guys have been pumping them out. We want to hear it.
It's kind of weird because sometimes I'll think like, man, we haven't gotten many submissions here lately. And then all of a sudden, like five of them will come over and within like 3 hours. And you're like, well, all right, way to answer me, Hollow Cult.
They're always listening. But here we go. So the title of this is Giant Talking Dog.
I'm down.
With from the Reddit episode we had a while ago, what is it, a couple weeks ago? I'm here for it.
Par the course.
Yes. This comes from our friend Teresa. Teresa says, I have a story that I've never told anyone because I barely believe it. And I know for sure no one else would. They'd be nice about it, but they would think I'd lost my mind. I'm from St. Charles, Missouri, about 30 minutes west of St. Louis, and I still live in the general area. My family owned 30 acres there when I was growing up. My family took in a lot of strays, stray animals, and people. We took in friends and family all the time, and we adopted just about every animal that ever came to our home. At one point, I remember having 10 dogs and 14 cats. We had squirrels, raccoons, even birds. Most of the animals were injured when they found their way to us, and we helped them until they were adopted by someone else, ran away again, or ended up keeping them for the rest of their lives. It was all pretty mundane, if not hectic, until the summer we took in a big white dog named River. This would have been about 2003. I just turned 18 and hadn't left my parents' house yet. The dog just appeared one day, which wasn't that uncommon. He wasn't hurt, appeared to be groomed and cared for, and had a good way to him. He did not look like a stray. Microchips were not that common yet, but we had him scanned and he didn't have one. He was huge, probably 160 pounds, very gentle, but just massive and super hairy. Standing on all fours, his shoulder would have came to my chest. I'm 5'5". He was tall and long, really long. He was built like a couch. We used to joke about putting on a saddle on him and riding him all around. He was awkward looking. He also never barked, growled, or play. Also, all the other dogs of the house did not interact with him. We just chalked it up to him finding it difficult to make friends and didn't think very much of it. It's really only in hindsight and a career in veterinary medicine that now I can say he was really odd. He preferred to be around people, so we let him hang out inside the house more than the other animals. He took a particular liking to me and followed me around a lot. He liked my bedroom, which was the only bedroom in the lower part of the house. It was quieter there, and it was colder. He really liked the cold, and this was the hottest time of the year. He stayed with us almost the entire summer before things got really strange. One night in late August, a really bad storm had moved in overnight. River was sleeping on the floor next to my bed, like he usually did. The power had gone out, so the only light was coming from the little basement window in my room. The only lighting came from the lightning outside. I woke up after a really loud clap of thunder. I barely opened my eyes and thought someone was standing in my room. I sat up really fast, and I was staring at River being backlit by the lightning, like a horror film. He was towering over me in my bed, almost hitting the top of my ceiling. That would put the tip of his ears at probably 8 feet tall. He was just standing there, staring at me. I backed up in my bed and kind of balled myself into the pillows and the headboard. I was terrified. I think I remember his eyes glowing a little bit, like a yellow color that wasn't normally as bright. They emoted to me like he was sorry. Aside from him just standing there, he wasn't doing anything threatening, but I was still scared. His eyes were not narrowed, he was just looking at me. When he could see I was scared, he dropped back down on all fours and just sat there staring at me. "What the fuck was that, dude?" I ask in a whisper. Now comes the part where I told my real life friends, or if I told my real life friends, they would probably take me to the psych ward. This dog started moving his mouth, not like a dog, but like an animated character. He was using his tongue to form words, and his lips moved on their own. He was talking, but I couldn't hear him. I just stared at him for a few seconds as he talked, but it was like he was on mute. I don't know why, and I don't know how, but I went back to sleep after this. I don't get it. That is not how I typically handle fear, and it isn't like I was even tired at that point. I was pretty energized, as I recall it, but I went to sleep. In hindsight, I think he put me to sleep. I think he knew something had messed up, and he needed a minute to regroup. When I got up the next morning, he wasn't in my room, and I'd almost forgotten about the night before. But I got up immediately and started looking for that dog. My parents had gone to work, my siblings were doing their chores around the house and property, and I went outside, because most of the older kid chores were outside. I had almost convinced myself that I had dreamed it until I went to the edge of my property, and I saw the dog standing in the furthest corner of the fence in the backyard, standing on his two legs, not four. He was exactly as big as I thought he'd been the night before, but his stance was different. He didn't stand straight. He had a hunch. His front legs fell to his sides, and his back legs were kind of shorter. He did not have claws, too many teeth for his mouth, or a menacing presence like reported of dogman sightings, but everything else they report was similar to River. He leaned back against the fence. He propped an elbow of his front leg on the top plank of the fence. He moved his mouth like the night before, and this time the strangest voice came out. It wasn't a growl. It wasn't deep. It wasn't what I was expecting. though I'm not sure what I was expecting. It sounded like a kid talking, complete with lisps. W sounded like R sounds and a voice that was higher tone. "Can you understand me now?" he asked. "Yes," I answered automatically, but I was stunned. "It was really hard to find your frequency." I just blinked at him. "I am a messenger. I came here to help you." I blinked again. "I am sent where I am needed to put people on the right path. I've done that now, so I need to go." "What the fuck?" I mumbled to myself. "I have to go. You don't know it yet, but you are important. Important enough that they sent me to intervene in this timeline." I blinked at him again. "Thank you for being kind to me," was the last thing he said. With that, he dropped onto all fours, got a running start, and jumped the fence. I never saw him again. The rest of the day was such a blur and a weird haze. I thought it was interesting that my parents never asked where he went or anything. He'd been a dog that we were pretty much ready to keep in our home for the rest of his days, because he was pretty cool, but they never asked about him. Even when I told them that he ran away, they just kind of nodded and were like, okay. Flash forward to 2016. My dad was really sick and about to pass on. He was in hospice and would often talk about things we couldn't see, and he would carry on the conversation with things that no one else could see. One night I was sitting with him, and he had been sleeping for most of the day. Suddenly he started talking. "River, that was that dog we had, the one that stood up." I quickly shot my stare to him, and he smiled. "I knew you knew," he said again and gave a little laugh. "No one ever believed me that I saw that damn dog stand up, but I knew you knew. I knew." Then he went to sleep again and died a few days later. To this day, I do not know where that dog went or where it came from, what it did or why it did it. I run my own veterinary practice now, and this is the kind of thing that would cost me my business if anyone ever found out about it. No one likes it when a doctor, even an animal doctor, talks about things that aren't real. But it is real. That's my story. Hope it's a banger. Keep fighting the good fight, guys. Teresa. It is a banger.
Wow.
It is a banger.
I love the story. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it does a couple. It is weird. Because I was going to point this out outside of the fact where the whole story goes. But I do find it strange that because of her family, like she made it sound like all the animals, like they talk about it like it's a safe haven. Like the animals communicate.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
"Oh, dude, you're fucked up. Just go right up the road up here, make a left,
yeah,
and go down there. They're good people to help you out."
Yep.
It's so fucking bizarre to me how all of these animals will just migrate to this safe place. It's crazy.
That is, I mean, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. I just found that so bizarre because she was talking about like fucking birds and shit.
Yeah.
Like how often, I mean, seriously, how often do you find an injured bird?
Not very.
That's what I'm saying. For the fact of the matter, how often do you find injured animals?
It's like, and the fact that she went on to move into veterinary medicine.
Yeah.
It's almost like her whole life course was set this path.
Oh, yeah.
That is, dude, I'm going to go right out and say, I don't even know what to make of this.
I don't
first
either.
First off.
Because there's so much here.
Dude, just the interaction between the two. It was really hard to find your frequency.
Bro, it sounds like the episode I'm currently on, talking about communicating with extraterrestrials. And he refers to them, whoever them are, sending him there to intervene in this timeline.
That's so weird.
Which clearly suggests that he's not from this timeline.
Yeah. Yeah. That changed. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's not even like, at first I was like, aliens, okay. But no, this is like,
this is like divine.
Interlinear.
Insanity is the proper word.
Dude, what? And you are important.
Furthermore, that is what is the million-dollar question.
We need to know more.
Yeah.
Is there anything that stands out to make, like, that stands out that would center on this importance? Could it be... I wonder if it has something to do with veterinary medicine.
Could be. Like, could be.
At that point in time, as you decided what you wanted to do, did this somehow push you in that direction? Because I feel like her being a veterinarian makes this all the more like, not strange, because anybody listening to it would be strange, but like she has well more knowledge about animal biology and than us layman podcast host, dude, you know what I mean?
It almost makes me wonder if, because she doesn't say how old she was at the time of this, I don't believe.
18,
okay. So that is a pretty...
That's your deciding.
Important, yeah. That's what I was, because I was getting at is...
She would...
He was sent there to intervene. He was sent there to intervene. What was he intervening? Was she contemplating another career choice? Another path in life?
Yeah, was your life like chaotic then? Were you making bad choices or...
Because outside of her seeing him stand, what did he do to intervene other than his presence there? You know what I'm saying?
And talking to her.
Yeah, but he didn't say nothing to actually, because he only did that when his intervening was done. Like that was his way of being like, all right, now I'm out. Peace.
Thank you for being kind to me. Maybe he was testing her.
And dog.
Testing her empathy or something.
I'll be 100% real. Fucking remind you of the ham radio shit.
That's what I'm saying. Or these dog
things are talking about being kind and stuff.
I know everybody murdered us for putting that out there.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either. Because now I feel like that's the reason that this came out.
Dude, it's weird.
You know, like.
It's weird.
I feel like our friend here heard that. She's like, you know what? There might be something to this because when I was growing up.
I saw a weird-ass dog that was talking about being nice, and it was nice.
Dude, sometimes Dirt Helmet looks at me, and I think she's trying to tell me something. And I'm convinced she has, like, two brain cells, and they're fighting.
I can attest to this. But it is weird, too, because by the time this comes out, you'll probably already have heard it, I'm assuming. I think, yeah, you will. So I can talk about it a little bit more freely. But in the episode that I'm currently getting ready to do that you'll already have heard, when he does finally get to communicate with the Grays, right? And as he's communicating with them, he figures out how to jump planes, to talk on different. They call them, I think the Grays call them planes. But it could easily equate to frequency.
Or dimensions or
right.
Anything.
And so there are different layers, and it's just so weird to me that
all this is
like happening right in your face. And he talks about finding your frequency because it's so bizarre to visualize this big ass white dog mouthing at you like it's talking to you.
That is so weird.
But you can't hear it because he's on a different frequency, which is crazy and alludes to so much. But what's even more interesting to me than that statement is the fact, because you have to consider this. So that night, one would assume he was going to give his goodbye speech that night.
Yeah.
The way whatever reason, he hung out until the next day to give you that goodbye speech.
Yeah. And he knew that he had startled you.
Oh, that's why he was absolutely. Like, I'm sorry. Absolutely.
Which is weird because when I was driving home today, I went to get a monster at the gas station. I was driving home. There's a big ass white dog in the middle of the road.
That's weird.
I had to honk at him. I was like, get out of the road.
You couch.
Yeah. And then he probably stood up and gave me the finger.
Probably. He's probably outside looking in the window now like, I got one for you.
It's just, I am sent to where I am needed to put people on the right path. So this is like his job, essentially. This is his mission.
It's like a guardian angel type situation.
You are important enough they sent me, but you do not know it yet. Well, do you know it now? You need to email us and let us know what...
I'm 100% invested in this. Too.
I'm in St. Charles a lot. We're not that far away. I'm going to start looking.
For a white dog?
Yes.
Good.
I'm going to start looking. I go to
But he's probably not in this timeline anymore.
He might be.
And furthermore, I would... I'm even... Now I'm curious.
We might not be on that timeline.
Probably not. I'm even more curious now because he says, you're important. Important enough that they sent me.
To intervene.
Because that makes you feel like you are someone of extreme significance.
Good or bad?
I don't put bad on her. I feel like she's good because she's a vet.
Yeah.
And she had a safe haven.
Maybe she was going down a path that was going to make her a supervillain. That's why he had...
True.
She had enough pull in this timeline.
The polar opposite of a vet.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess she could have went into like deforestation.
Yeah.
And just like being a gnarly lumberjack and just killing all of it.
Because you like she obviously has to have something that was going to cause a major event on the timeline, right?
It had to have been, dude.
Or else he wouldn't have been sent in. And you would have think if it would have been a good thing, why are they going to send him in to fix a good thing? You don't fix good things.
Well, it could have just been that she was deviating from a better plan, like a significant moment. Like she could have, instead of creating the safe haven, she could have just not created the safe haven, sat on her couch and watched TV.
But she'd already done it.
I know, but I'm just using an example.
Okay.
Like she, instead of creating a safe haven, she just didn't do shit. And now all these poor animals, they all died and shit. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be that she was going to turn into a super villain and nuke the planet.
He said, you are important. And I said, you are important enough that they sent me to intervene.
Yeah. Cause maybe on a particular version of the timeline, she was going to be a saint. And instead she just decided to be a couch potato. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and so they're like, no, we need and want you to be the saint. Cause yes. That's what you're destined to be. Not a couch potato.
What if she discovers?
I'm just trying to not put evil on this woman because she sounds like a great woman.
Yeah, and clearly she chose the right path because talked to obviously. The dog.
And it almost makes me wonder if she's not telling us. I'm calling you out. It makes me wonder if you're not telling us everything he said.
Yeah, did he say more?
Or did he make you forget?
Yeah, he made her fall asleep.
And on top of that.
What was he mumbling? What was he mouth talking? In the first part.
Yeah. So now you have to visually recreate that in your brain and learn to read lips. Dog lips. I feel like that's extremely difficult, but I feel like you're up to the task.
And the fact that the voice was like not what was supposed to be in the body. It's weird. So weird.
It's weird. Like, but legitimately, it feels like a giant screen
memory. It could have nothing to do with the dog, honestly. This could be some sort of being that needed to interact with her, but since her and her family were so good to the animals, it made itself into an animal. It made itself into a stray because they were constantly taking in strays.
For sure.
That's how he got in.
For sure.
And then
100%.
It was like a test. It was like an empathy test. Like how are they going to really treat me? Well, he liked being indoors. So they brought him indoors. He liked being in the cool dark place, which was her room. Brought her into the room. Like treated like a member of the family, you know? Attested it to its needs.
It also makes you wonder. You know, first off, RIP to dad.
Yeah.
Much love. Sorry for your loss. It makes you wonder if dad got some knowledge too, because he saw it stand up.
Yeah. Did it talk to your father?
Yeah. It makes me wonder a little bit.
Oh, dude.
It is weird. It is weird that like making it a part of the family and then everybody just was like, okay, when it ran away. They're just like, okay. Like it's whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but I mean, you have them come and go a lot. Like she said, when they started feeling better, they took off.
Yeah, I don't know. One thing's for sure, though.
Weird.
I would have been terrified to have woken up and seen that thing standing over top.
I would have thought it was a werewolf.
Holy shit, would I be... I would
immediately
have probably had a heart attack.
Thought it was a werewolf.
I would have been so scared.
I'd say, son of a bitch.
Especially the way she describes it, the lightning lighting it up and just...
its ears touching the ceiling?
Jesus.
I'd say, this is where I die.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Hunter, that is exactly how I would feel. This is
where I get turned into a werewolf.
And then, to make it worse, he just starts moving his mouth at you going...
Yeah, it looks like it's licking its lips. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get eaten now.
I don't know. It's absolutely terrifying.
Dude, that's so weird.
Your resolve in that situation is far better than I could have. And it's even more gangster. At the end of it, you just go, what the fuck?
That's what I would have said.
Well, I mean.
If Frank stands up and starts talking to me, I would say, what the fuck?
Well, yeah. Whenever you realize that it's not going to eat you, yeah. But, I mean, it's just. It's crazy uncommon that she just sits there and it just goes, like, it's almost like everything flooded out, all of the anxiety and fear, and she just goes, what the fuck?
I feel like if we go on expeditions and we see something that's, I mean, potentially probably going to kill us, that would probably be the last thing we said.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're out.
You're right. I guess because in those situations, it's just like when you're about to die, there's the... This level of acceptance comes over you where you're just like, okay, like this is my fate.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Especially, yeah.
I feel that. I guess I feel that.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Like I love this.
I'm in St. Charles a lot. I love to go to the Half Price bookstore over there. I'm going to start looking for this dog, which, I mean, the dog is probably just a vessel.
Most likely.
Because it knew whatever this being is. That's what I'm gonna. This is some sort of dimensional traveling being, and it just took on the body of this giant dog because it knew that was something that would be easily accepted into your home.
It's super weird that the motherfucker did a shitty job being a dog too.
Yeah.
Like it turned itself into the biggest dog ever.
And then it didn't want anything to do with the other dogs. Or the other dogs didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, it was like, we ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, like the other dogs knew, like...
We don't get down with that thing.
This bro is not a dog.
Yeah. They probably did. And it's weird, too, because the eyes were yellow. There's so many different beings out there that have these yellowish eyes. I think there are some types of gyms that have yellow eyes.
Like a couch.
I love that description, by the way. Dude. That was mint.
He was built like a couch.
I don't know. I love this story. If you have any other details,
yes,
anything else, please send them over. Because this is quickly becoming one of my favorite listener experiences.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to.
It stands out so much.
Mid-journey this. And
it's
try to
so
create
good.
Giant dog standing on its hind legs talking.
It's so good.
But yeah. Email us again. Let us know. Is there anything you left out? Has the importance of your existence on the not that your existence on this timeline isn't important, but clearly he was sent here for a very important reason. Is there anything that stands out that could have could fall into that narrative?
You know what else I was thinking about too, real quick before we jump off here? Think about it. Obviously, her and her family are good people and they're doing great things. Just him coming here and being like, yo, I just want you to know you're crazy important. But with that, I got to dip out. Like, that's him saying, like, listen, you're special. Imagine the feeling that gives you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that would give me anxiety.
I don't know. I see it as like it's this forever heartwarming reminder, like, I am important. Like, I have a purpose, and I don't know that purpose. Someday I will know that purpose.
I would be so afraid of not fulfilling that purpose. Like, every decision I'd have to be like making like the best, most righteous decision I could to make sure I stayed on the path. Like,
I don't think like that. I just think like,
what if next time he comes back as a 19 foot tall Bigfoot?
I mean, whatever. If he's just like, hey Kyle, you're doing a good job. I'd
or
be
he's like, hey,
hang loose, bro.
Hey, dickhead, you're not doing good.
Oh, well,
punch.
That would be my luck.
Punch, punch.
That's exactly how it sounds when he hits me, too. It just goes punch, punch.
He's moving his Bigfoot mouth like... It just says punch. This was...
I don't know.
This lived up to the expectations of the title, let me tell you.
I feel like it succeeded the expectations.
That was awesome.
I read that title, and I thought one way. And then you read it, and it was completely different. Path than what I anticipated. But it was fucking awesome.
I don't even know.
Who would have thought? I mean, what a way to set the bar for 2024.
Oh yeah.
Listener experiences.
Oh yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Just knocked it out of the park. Definitely email us back if you listen to this, because we got questions. Could you narrow it down to a breed? I'm curious.
No, it was a couch dog.
Yeah, but still, you can look at a dog and be like, well, it's kind of this, kind of that. Unless it's an interdimensional time-hopping dog.
See?
Dude.
So good.
No, that was awesome.
I applaud you.
That was awesome. Now, thank you for having that experience. Now I just want to know, I need to know every aspect of your life. It is. It's like a superhero arc.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You on your timeline, you were going, let's just say you were going to make some choices that I have to intervene for the good of the timeline.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's cool because he's like, you're special. So that gives you a forever feeling of cool.
No, it gives you a forever feeling these giant interdimensional time-hopping dogs are going to be watching you every fucking second.
I don't give a shit about that, because the way my brain works is he already corrected it. So whatever I was going to fuck up, not going to fuck up now, because he fixed it. So I am on my life's journey of being awesome. That's where my brain's at. I think that the weight of the world would fall off my shoulders. And I'd be like, I'm important. So whatever decision I make obviously the right one.
Whatever I was gonna fucked up, not fucked up anymore. I didn't. You know what? I didn't look at it through that perspective. That's money.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. So much love to you. I hope your life is fucking epic.
Yes, same.
Fix them dogs.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to talk a giant or top a giant talking interdimensional time hopping dog.
It's gonna be hard. Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
Did this have an effect on your career choice?
Yes, I would like to know.
Because she was already taking care of animals. Like that's kind of in. It seems like it's in her nature.
Yeah, I feel like that's a natural line of progression there.
Yeah. But did this? I'm just curious as to what. You know what? And you might not ever know what about the timeline changed. This could be the exact path that you thought your life was going to take pre-talking dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Holy shit. Fucking awesome, though.
Yeah. Banger. Banger. As our friend was hoping, hope it's a banger. Can't confirm.
Nailed it.
Is a banger. That was awesome.
It was awesome. That put me in such a good mood. Thank you.
Well... Friend, I hope you have a banger of 2024. I'm looking forward to hearing back from you because this is dope. And until next time, Holocult, I'm curious to hear what people have to think about this, so hit us up. Check us out on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. If you have a listener experience you'd like to share, tune back into the beginning of the episode. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. Treat animals nicely and with respect, because you never know when they are interdimensional, time-hopping, timeline-intervening entities.